You know, the one thing that it just hit, I mean, that I've been thinking about over the last month is it's like March 20th was our notification of our first Woodbury County resident as a case. And the reflection over time that I have looked at is that, you know, overall, we have done as good a job as possible as navigating. I always look back with 2020 hindsight and think, you know, are there things that we should have done differently from our perspective? And what is it might have changed some of the impact? But I know one of the things that I constantly comes to mind, and I was so thrilled at the success of the COVID-19 sort of memorial for those that we've lost to COVID. I know one of the things that as those come about to pass that keeps crossing my mind is in the evidence and the presence of COVID, those poor families never got a chance to truly celebrate the life of the loved one that they lost. And I keep thinking back on that because, you know, as my father passed away about 3 years ago, one of the comforting levels was the aspect of we got to do the full visitation and we got to visit and hear stories from his friends and other people that were acquainted in different fashions that we didn't know about. And that was comforting as you're moving through some of that process. And that's one of the things that has always stuck every time we've had to make that announcement is the sympathy on the family, not on the loss of the loved one, but the aspect they don't get to celebrate their life in what was normal and what they conceive and things that I guess I know helped us through that process. And I think that's one of the things that just kind of strikes us and I think we need to keep in mind.
You know, looking back the last year too, it seems like for some reason COVID-19 polarized everybody. You were either on the side of wearing masks, social distancing, and others who feel like, you know, it was overblown.
That was one of my major disappointments with it. You know, I'm a native Iowan that was raised with the fact that if we look out for our neighbors, I was raised in a small community. And I think one of the things is the adversity that came about by the politicization of it really impeded our ability to better manage it. The question, I get that there was always changing guidelines and even the concept of wearing masks. Is it recommended? Is it not? Well, then it became a recommendation. Then it became this issue of, do you have the right to require me to be wearing? And I'm thinking, why couldn't we have just entered it from for the good of all? Is this an action and step we would at least be willing to take to minimize and reduce the spread? And I think those are things that I just kind of look back on. And I know people have very strong feelings related to it and that type of stuff. And it's just like when we get down to the court of caring for our neighbor, isn't that a simple thing that we could have just done? And so those are pieces that I look over the course of the year, just kind of looking at things with some of the other mitigation strategies. And, you know, we were never about always closing things down. We really looked at people making, you know, we tried to figure out how to encourage them to make a better decision, reducing the size of gatherings. What could they do to make any sort of gatherings they'd have or safer? Those were all priority things we were looking at doing with public health. So I think some of those were successful in some aspects, but then I know some others, it wasn't enough. And so that's what continued for this full year long. And then even things at the federal level, not knowing for sure what the guidance was going to be. So I think those were all challenges that we faced as a community. But I do know one of the things when I look out at it is that, you know, it was a year ago at this point in time that we called the first meeting of the collaboration of the healthcare partners in Siouxland. And those individuals willingly came to the table, not knowing for sure what their request was going to be. And we are still meeting at this point in time to talk about the vaccine rollout. But they wanted to move forward in a coordination, organized fashion. It allowed us to get testing accessible and available immediately, faster than what came out through to the state. That helped us to monitor the disease, get cases identified. So, I mean, there are so many things when I look back, I'm thinking it would have never happened because of this. But I also know the things we lost because of COVID.
And of course, it's still not over. I know we had the vaccine. There's a lot of hope out there. Are you worried that we could have another resurgence? Because we do have restrictions that were eased. And just because there isn't a mandate doesn't mean that you're not supposed to still wear your mask. I think people were confused about that.
Because it's not a mandate, I think people have the perception it's okay not to. We just need to let residents know that that is a strong mitigation effort that has been shown to be effective. And we just have to ask people to continue with it until we, you know, we have better assurance that this is potentially under control. And that's going to take a few more months. You know, and then the next step of it is we don't know in the vaccine development and research is, you know, are they going to look at a booster shot much as you get an annual flu shot? Is there going to be an annual COVID shot? We don't know for sure. But I think those are things that we need to just keep the community aware of and help them to understand if that comes to reality. That's one of the things they could do to kind of mitigate and reduce and eliminate the effect of this.